This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's a happy Sunday and I can't believe Christmas has come and Christmas is gone. We're all just sitting here Sunday morning thinking, where on earth am I going to go on New Year's Eve? It's the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9, your food and travel show. Fiona Brooke, welcome to the Escape Hour this morning. Where are you going for New Year's Eve this year?
Well, I have been invited to a party in the city.
Wonderful.
At a warehouse party, and it will be really fun.
You're fond of the warehouse party. I remember, was it a warehouse party in Japan?
I went to a warehouse party in Japan.
Goodness.
I think it's just a funny coincidence. But
lots of dancing and...
No, I don't think there'll be much dancing. I think there'll be lots of talking.
Talking.
Well, you know, we're grown-ups now. We don't do that much dancing.
If you do a warehouse, I can't imagine that. I'm sure there'd be music.
Well, no, it's a warehouse apartment.
Oh. Very good.
Yeah, sorry, I skipped the apartment bit.
Yes.
So I'm probably going to do that. And then on New Year's Day, I'm going to a laneway party.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There's a laneway party happening in South Melbourne.
So what's that?
So there's a cafe there called Saint Ali, and it's celebrating its 15th birthday, and it has a laneway, and they're going to be doing a laneway party, and there's going to be live graffiti. And there'll be performances, and there's DJs, and there's, you know, you could do yoga at 9 a.m. and there's all this food. And anyway,
lovely.
So I'm going to go do that on New Year's Day.
So you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So, Stefan, it's another year's gone by. Have you and your hubby got planned for New Year's Eve?
We're going to friends in Docklands. So really tall building apartment.
So
hoping it'd be a perfect view for a firework.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yeah,
so
just
is there going to be any dancing?
Probably not. I don't dance. I used to. And...
We're a bunch of old has-beens, aren't we?
These hips don't move.
Oh, no, you just have a replacement like I have and you can do anything, let me tell you.
New lease on life.
Oh, it does. It really does. New Year's Day, anything?
New Year's Day? No, I haven't got any plans on New Year's Day, actually.
How about yourself, Russ?
Well, I was a bit risque this year and bought a new house. And
you're having a rooftop party on your house.
I'm having a rooftop party on my house on New Year's Eve. And
lovely.
It looks out over the city. I'm praying we're in the right spot for the fireworks and it's all going to go off.
Well, you know, the fireworks are in five different locations, so you've got to be able to see one.
Well, I reckon, you know, and again, here we go, a bit ageist at our age. I think I'll be awake for the 9 o'clock one. I'm not sure about the midnight one, but we're going to do our best to push through to those midnight fireworks.
Have a nap in the afternoon, lovely.
Well, I might have to. Although I will say I've always been a bit apprehensive about going out on New Year's Eve because I've got a dog, a little staffie. Her name's Gwenny. Now, you know, she's 9 now, and over the years, you know, we've just had a few little accidents around the house when the fireworks go off. And so about 5 years ago, I put her in the laundry and we went out and the fireworks went off and she ripped off my laundry door.
It's interesting
The full door came off. The full door.
She ripped
the
full door. Got a new puppy.
Yeah, I've got a new puppy and my partner has decided that he's going to come to the New Year's Eve party, but he's going to leave before the fireworks.
Smart.
And go home and hang out with the puppy and I can either stay or go. Yeah. Depends on who I'm talking to and what's going on.
Apparently you can wrap them up in a firework blanket.
Is that right?
But I don't think I could get my dog to be still long enough to wrap up.
I was actually trying to find out if there was a place I could send him to stay, like an overnight place with other puppy dogs and with people that are carers and so on and so forth. But I haven't been able to find anywhere that's open for doggy caring on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Gwenny basically rules our house, so I haven't been out on a New Year's Eve for years now because I like to be home with her because I don't want to have to pay for a new laundry door.
It's a Gwenny New Year.
It's a Gwenny New Year. She'll be on the roof with us, so she'll be able to watch the fireworks. But, these New Year's Eves, they come and they go and bang, here we are again ready for another one. Another year gone. So what are we doing today, guys? Join only 4.9.
Well, we're having a party. We're having a dance party, but not all the music's actually going to be dance music. But we are having a travel... It's the travel theme song show.
It is.
Well, it sounds a bit like the Brady Bunch, doesn't it?
Wait.
You've lost me here. No, I think I've lost myself there. I don't see the correlation.
I am struggling with that connection, but you know, we can.
We're going to make our music fits the travel theme. Regardless, that's right.
Okay,
that is exactly right. Now, if anyone objects to any of our travel theme songs, you're more than welcome to make suggestions
you
for
can
the next
write in.
Next time.
Yeah, the next time we do a travel theme show,
a travel theme,
we will try to put your song on.
Yes.
Now, of course, we started with our favourite travel theme show, which is a version of The Love Boat by Stefan. Who does that version? Do we
know? Captain Love.
Oh, Captain Love.
You know, it's just...
Sounds like a porn name.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'd find... If we Google Captain Love, God knows what we'd find, but I think he does The Love Boat beautifully, doesn't
it's
he?
It's a great track.
Oh, it makes you just want to get out and bop away.
It does. It's certainly our favourite theme song music.
So are we going to play a song now?
Yeah, okay. Where are we going now?
Where are we going to?
We're going on the road to nowhere.
Oh, good song. Good choice.
Great track.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
are on the Escape Hour this lovely Sunday morning, and this is our travel show, music show special.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
What's that song?
That was Talking Heads. We're on the Road to Nowhere. What a great band.
Weren't they the best?
Weren't they? Yeah. Has anyone ever been made aware of the fact that Stop Making Sense, which is the seminal rock and roll movie that was made in the 1980s or 90s, that film is actually played every Australia Day weekend at the Astor, and it's a dance party.
So
they play the whole film from beginning to end, and people... it's a dance party and everyone dances to all the music.
God, we've got some great stuff here in Melbourne.
So much fun.
You know what I want to do this summer is go to the G and watch the movies there.
At the G, as in
one
the
weekend.
MCG.
It's in February, yeah. So the MCG, you can go there. And last year they did Bohemian Rhapsody, and what was the one with the nose?
Oh, yes, it was A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born. So, yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody is Star Is Born.
The nose and the teeth.
Yeah, the nose and the teeth. The nose and the teeth. You got me on that one. Good. But, they put all of these beanbags in the middle of the MCG, and they put a great big screen up there, and you can watch a movie.
I had no idea.
Yeah, if you Google movies at the MCG, you'll be able to go and book tickets.
Can just travel to Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, we could do it. We have done a couple of Melbourne travel shows.
Yes.
For this summer, one tip that I really think that I want to do is I'm going to go on a gallery tour. Outer suburban galleries because there's all these incredible galleries around the outer suburbs of Melbourne that are actually quite a drive, but if you kind of like take a tour, you can start at Heidi and then you can visit Bunjil Place in Narrewarren, and then you can go to the McClellan Sculpture Park, which is on Mornington, and then you can go down to the Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery, and then you can just keep going around and you can just do like this whole day
is
gallery
there a guide
tour.
Is there a guide or something that has that planned out, or are you just thinking
self-guided? Self-guided. Okay. I mean, I've done it once before, and it's quite fun.
Great.
I mean, of course, you have to not mind driving, but you're driving and you're seeing really cool stuff. And there's, of course, if you go out to the peninsula, Mornington Peninsula, there is a couple of other sculpture parks out there as well.
Oh.
Beautiful thing to do in the summer.
One of them in the vineyard, if I remember rightly.
That one is it's that one. But they actually charge to go into that sculpture park, which I think is a bit rich, really. It should be free. But anyway.
You know my favourite thing that I'm looking forward to this summer?
Mm-hmm.
New Order at the Maya Music Bowl.
Oh, my God. Have you got tickets?
Tickets, yeah.
When is that?
14th of March. And I am just putting my Blue Monday on and going for it.
Would be wild. Yeah. I'm going to see Stereolab at the Zoo.
Are you?
Yeah. Talk about classic old band.
Ah, how many weekends do they do the stuff at the Zoo?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, five or six, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And they sell out really,
very
really quickly.
I couldn't get anything. It's for what I wanted. I wanted Mr. Higgins.
I know Fiona is
a fan of Mr. Higgins.
It was terrible. I was like, I don't like Mr. Higgins, but I didn't know it was one of Stefan's favourite musicians.
Is she country?
Stefan. Is she country?
Is she a country singer?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, you might have...
We should know more about local musicians.
I like local musicians. Anyway.
Well, that's fine.
I'm just going to move on right from there. So what are you going to do? What are you looking forward to?
Well, actually, we're going travelling to Europe and we're going to Iceland, so we're going to get a little bit of
So we're
going to
have an Iceland
weather.
Show next.
Possibly, yes.
It will be freezing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you seeing the Northern Lights?
Yes, that's what
so good. It's so wonderful.
That, yeah. I've not been to that part.
It's just the most amazing country I've ever been to.
I've heard great things about it.
And apparently it's not that cold. I mean, when I say not that cold, minus 5, -6.
New York's colder
and because it's
is that
in
right?
the middle of the ocean and there's Gulf Stream, so it's not that cold.
Yep.
Because originally I was expecting -20 or something, but
it's nothing like that.
No.
So amazing landscape, and just the good thing about the people that run all the Northern Lights tours in Iceland, that if you miss out on one night, they just automatically rebook you for the next night. So there's none of this, oh, too bad you didn't see them, see you next time. They're really...
But I have heard that the accommodation in Iceland is very expensive.
Very.
Yes, I can
you can attest to that one.
Yeah. That. Now, I mean, well, it's on the subject of Iceland, and maybe we could talk a little bit about volcanoes, and there's been this terrible tragedy in New Zealand. Mm. And it made me think about, you know, adventure travel and the risks. And there are a lot of risks associated to travel.
We
talk about them a lot here on the Escape Hour, and we warn people, we ask people to do their research. But this kind of thing, it's just...
That is certainly, I think that the tour company or the boat tour company has said, well, look, it's an inherent risk in visiting a live volcano. And it is classified... or it has been classified as the most active volcano in the world.
Really? Yeah.
But I believe that, you know, most of us would just never imagine it's going to happen when you're there.
Oh, no, absolutely. And then,
yeah, I must admit that my first thoughts were, oh, wow, I didn't... I mean, that sort of stuff, you've really got to look at it with, and it's, this sounds terrible, but, I mean, you're not going away expecting to be, shot at by a terrorist, are you? So it's all of that stuff that, you know, when your time's up, your time's up, and when you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, all of that.
Yeah, thing happens.
All of that hoo-ha, but I think, with adventure travel in particular, you've just got to make sure that your travel insurance covers absolutely everything that you're doing, because there's nothing worse than being in a country and you go, husky dog sledding, for example, or snowmobiling, flying fox, or jump out of an airplane, or something like that, and there's fine print in there that you're not covered. Well, then that can be really
terrible. Usually for this kind of sports, the high-risk sports, it's an extra insurance on top of
traditional
travel insurance. Yeah. It is quite tragic for the families.
It was very tragic indeed. Absolutely. Well, on that note, shall we have another tune? We're travelling by music today and a little bit of incidental gossip.
Joy 94.9.
Window. stars go out tonight. This is the city's ripped back sides. This is the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. Sing it, la la la. He rides and he rides. He sees things from under glass. He looks through his window side. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city sleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. It is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride. Singing la 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 la.
You're on the Escape Hour. This is your travel song show.
Your wake-up call, in fact.
Your wake-up call, exactly. Now, if I personally love dancing to a little bit of Iggy Pop, but that was Iggy Pop with The Passenger.
Wasn't he an amazing artist?
Oh, he still is.
you know what I've been watching is Countdown, the Best of Countdown, which is...
Oh, I love that.
Which has been on ABC every morning from 10 till 11 in the morning for quite a number of weeks now. And he was on in his heyday, and poor old Molly wasn't getting much out of him at all.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, he was... He actually, at one stage, he had to say, Iggy, will you please sit down and shut up and concentrate on what we're talking about here, and didn't get much out of him that day.
I saw Iggy Pop perform live at the what was then known as the CV Ballroom, which is in St Kilda. It is called The George. But back then it was called the CV Ballroom, and I must have been maybe 17, and we went to see Iggy Pop. And I didn't really know much about Iggy Pop, but I went because it seemed like it was a super cool thing to do. And it was absolutely packed, the whole ballroom upstairs. And I didn't realise... You see, because there were so many people there and the floor was heaving up and down and up and down, and people were climbing off the walls, and it was like crazy, and I was in a bit of a panic. But what I didn't realise is the CV Ballroom is one of the few places that has a sprung floor. Because it's a ballroom dancing floor.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it was bouncing.
And after that you knew you were okay once.
Well, I was a bit anxious actually, but there's probably a mosh pit too. Kept well away from that, but Iggy Pop, amazing.
What's one of the best bands you've seen in your travels?
In my travels, look, you know, I don't see as much live music when I travel as I would like to, but I went to a fantastic event called All Tomorrow's Parties outside of New York in the Catskills.
And it was fun?
It was really fun. And it was there was a lot to see there, and it was set in this quirky... So the Catskills is a famous holiday mountain area outside of New York.
Yep.
It's about 2.5 hours, and it's really well known for its as a Jewish holiday destination. Like, lots of people go up there. They've got all these fantastic old 70s hotels. And this whole 3-day music festival was held in this hilarious old 70s hotel.
Cool.
So you wandered through all these incredibly insane carpeted areas from one ballroom to the next to see different bands. Yeah. It was really, really fun.
What about you? Have you seen anything exciting overseas?
No, well, I think last year we went to the opera in Sofia. We went to see La Traviata. It was just some... and it was actually amazing to to see an opera in a different, and it, I don't know, I thought in Bulgaria it'd be something nice to do, and yeah, it was actually absolutely fantastic.
That is a great idea. Yeah.
Oh, how was the music? Beautiful?
Yeah, the music was beautiful. The act was beautiful. Everything was, and the theatre was the kind of old, and they had, you know, you got a metal ticket for your coat.
Yeah.
So it's like, it
really
was
nice.
Yeah, it was lovely to do.
We saw the B-52s in Halloween Eve in New York once.
Wild.
Oh, my God. Just when Rock Lobster came on, the entire place, you know, and everyone's dressed up in their Halloween costumes, and it was just, it went off. It went right off.
And, that sounds amazing.
You know, Halloween's one of the, well, you know this, Fiona. I mean, when you're in New York, Halloween's one of those places where everybody gets dressed up and it's so over the top. Last time I was there, I was really, we got dressed up, had a fantastic time. But right at the back of my head, I was thinking, you know, there could be a serial killer here and you wouldn't even know it, would you?
Is that the kind of thing that you think about when you're on holidays?
Not normally. No. I was having a really good time, but then I was looking at how weird and psycho all of the people were around me because we went in the parade.
Yes.
And danger. But it was fun.
On that note, shall we get to a song?
I think we've had a few of those tonight, today, haven't we?
On that note...
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
People get in my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly, we'll fly. Six. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we're gonna glide. Absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. Is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they do say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Wow. A little bit of Frank Thring.
That was Frank Sinatra.
Frank
from
Sinatra.
The Frank Sinatra with Come Fly With Me.
Oh, that's
the live version.
Live version.
It was, bit of goodie.
We were, just before that, we were talking about what concert we'd been.
We were just...
We're in sync this morning.
Absolutely.
I cannot believe it. I mean, Frank Blue Eyes, how amazing. Wasn't he a great singer? Absolutely fabulous.
He was, but he was, personality types in some ways. Questionable.
Have you got gossip for us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a terrible misogynist.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, there were lots of misogynists. So moving right along.
Where are you guys travelling to in 2020?
I actually... this is shocking news, but I actually don't have anything booked for 2020.
Brooke, that's unheard of.
No, but you book fairly. You don't book it in advance.
Book a long way in advance, even though I know that a good travel advice from a travel agent would be to book early and save money. But I have trouble committing long periods of time in advance.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, you've got commitments. You've got a partner now and you've got a little partner puppy.
And a puppy and a business. And I'm loath to commit more than a few months out.
I like some of the things you do though, like the Ubud Food Festival, for example, is always sounds really interesting to me. Yeah.
And I would love to go to the Ubud Writers Festival, which is in October, which I've not been to. Mm. But if I could pick a place that I would love to visit, I actually would love to go and see some more parts of Australia, which I have not seen.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I would love to do some more time in Tassie.
Yep.
And to be honest, I've never really been north.
Oh, you were a bikey mole on that trip, weren't you?
I was a bikey mole, and I wouldn't mind going again and doing that, running around Tassie on a bike, motorbike.
How exciting.
I'm going to brag again a bit, but I'm going to Tasmania in April to walk the Overland Track.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, I would love to do that.
How long's that for?
We're hoping to do it in 6 days.
Wow.
I've started training for that as well.
You know they've taken the vaginas down at the MoMA.
Oh, yes. I did not know that.
No, I didn't know. I was talking to friends at a business meeting this week about how much fun the MoMA is. Mm. And they mentioned that the vaginas have been taken down.
Oh, yep. Well, they just have to rotate the art because they've got a lot.
Yes.
And the vaginas, I think, have been up since it opened.
Well, quite, and that's a number of years now.
So, it is.
So, you know, once you've had them up, you need to bring them down. So, anyway, I've been grounded for most of this year because I had a bit of a travel accident. So I got a bit of a bug in my. I had a sore tooth and went to a dentist in Laos, and got a bug that travelled all the way to my spine. And
Russ, that's just shocking.
And crushed my T6 and T7, and I was in hospital for 6 weeks, and then I was on a drip for 2 months, and then I was on a antibiotics for 2 months, and I'm in a brace now. So I'm the thing I've learned about this stuff is when it comes to your mouth, anything to do with teeth and oral hygiene and stuff like that, you need to be done. It needs to be done at home in this country, or in a very, very clean.
Because dental travel is big.
It's huge in places like Thailand and the Philippines, but a lot of bugs can get through in if you've got a cut in your gums or your mouth. Mm. You can get super, super sick from something like that. And this bug happened to land on my spine, and so I've been grounded for 6 months. So you've really got to watch what you do and think.
And you have to be careful in Southeast Asia. There's a lot of multi-resistant bugs.
Yeah.
So
like going into a hospital in some other countries could not be a good idea.
No.
I just said to this dentist, I don't want you to touch my mouth. All I want is some antibiotics. But we had a bit of a language barrier. And the next minute he's taken out his tools and he's playing around inside my mouth. And by that stage, I mean, my mouth was all puffed up. But the interesting thing for me was it lay dormant in my body then for many months. And then it wasn't until I caught a really bad flu that it just took off and started munching away on the spine. So.
That's extraordinarily bad fortune for you, Russ.
So what, you've got to have travel insurance and you've got to watch your, really watch where you travel and what you do and keep well.
And you are, on another note, on the Escape Hour. It's our new sign-off. On another note.
That's right. We keep taking it to a new level, don't we, every time. But on another note.
You're on the Escape Hour. This is our travel music and bad news show. We'll be back with some more fabulous stories for the year and more music.
I was at work.
I was riding my horse.
I was microwaving a watermelon.
My iguanas escaped.
There are lots of reasons why you may have missed your favourite show, but don't worry, because our podcast team has you covered. They'll work through rain, hail and national glitter shortages to bring you the best bits of every show. Visit joy.org.au and click on the podcast tab, or head to the iTunes Australia podcast store and subscribe to your favourite shows for free. Thanks to our podcasters, you'll never feel guilty about missing a show again. Joy. joy.org.au
street, concentrating on
I'm trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Listening to the Escape Hour on Joy 949. This is our theme, travel theme show. And that was 10cc with Dreadlock Holiday. Have you had, Fiona, have you had a dreadlock holiday?
No, as a matter of fact, I've never been to that part of the world. Mm-hmm. And I also really am not a reggae music fan. But I do love that song.
Oh, look, you know, we've been bopping to that, haven't we,
this have. Morning? Yeah,
yeah. Have you been to Jamaica?
No, the closest I've been is Cuba.
I haven't
been to many of those Caribbean islands, which would be absolutely amazing for sure. But dreadlock holiday, come on.
Fun. And then what was before that, Stefan?
And before that was Mika with Relax.
Oh,
which is what you're
Mika.
Supposed to do on your holiday.
Well, it is. And also, you know, if you travel on plane, which you have to do from Australia mostly, You do need to have a relaxed attitude to air travel, I think.
Oh, have you got any travel tips for us, Stefan? What's your big thing when you travel that you have to do?
What I have to do, yeah. I actually, it's going to sound a little bit tragic, but I have to wipe the armrest and the
sounds pretty valid.
Yeah, and and the table thing on the plane.
Do you?
I have some wet wipes and I wiped that because I don't think it's done very nicely. And
but it has been reported that that's the dirtiest thing on the plane, the tray and the
Okay.
I was on the flight probably 2 years ago where I boarded in business class, and there was a, do you know this little thing you flossed your teeth with?
Oh,
left.
No. Oh, the armrest.
So since that, I thought, no, this is
oh my God,
right.
I hate those things. They're just
the flosser thing.
There was a program that they did about plane tray tables and armrests, and it was disgusting.
So, as some people would know, I'm the IRB search infection control, so that's what I do.
What about you, Fiona? Have you got a must-do?
Well, actually, it's funny that I'm reviewing this excellent guide because it's got something that I've always believed in.
Yep.
So this is in Traveller, just today actually, Travel Tips for 2020, 20 Goals for Travellers.
Yep.
And it's really good. So it does mention a few things. It says cut down your flights. Well, I mean, the thing is you can fly somewhere, but instead of flying all over the place, fly somewhere and then maybe catch a train or something like that once you're internally.
That's a good idea.
So cut back on your flights. He also suggests that we all use up all of our annual leave because, like, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Go somewhere in Australia is his other tip, which I think is an excellent one.
Don't do enough of that.
Buy less stuff, pack less stuff. Have less stuff.
Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
The Marie Kondo way of life.
Do you guys ever take too much away with you?
Yeah.
All the time.
I do. I do like this one, which is travel slower, which you were talking about on another program that we had, Russ, which is ties in with the idea of flying less. Slow your travel down. Instead of visiting 5 cities in a fortnight, just visit one.
Yeah, and just check out as much as you can. Take day trips by train from there and you'll really get to know a country really well.
I agree. Now, it says also sell some stuff, go on holidays, which I recently did. I had a market stall and I sold some stuff so I could do more holidays.
Yep.
And I do love this one. Have a glass of champagne.
Well, that's a must, isn't it?
Well, it leads into our song that Michael just sung. It is take the pain out of the airport experience. Relax. Remind yourself this is supposed to be fun. Everyone will have their own ritual, but I advise a glass of champagne at the airport. And do you want to know? That's actually quite a ritual of mine.
You do have champers? Is that on board or before?
No, beforehand. Beforehand. You get there, you check in, you find the bar, you have a glass of champagne. I don't care if it's 8 a.m. Yep. You're on holidays now.
And you have one.
And I have one.
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's
anyway, fantastic. So that would be my travel tip.
So moderation, but
you only have to have one.
Yeah, and then you're feeling it.
And then you're like, now I'm really on holidays. Yeah.
I've got a few little things that I like to do. Like I have to have an aisle seat. I can't. So I have to make sure I've got an aisle seat. And I get a bit stroppy if I get on a plane and the entertainment's not working.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I do like to watch a couple of movies and doze off. I always make my partner sit next to the other person.
Is always. That right? Well, I'm a bit partial to the window seat myself.
Okay, yeah.
I quite like the window seat. Yeah. I also need to pack tissues because usually there's a film on and usually I will cry.
Oh, you will? Yeah, you cry on planes?
I cry on planes. It's actually a certifiable condition that you get to a certain height and even the most stoic individual will bawl. Yes, it's a thing.
Have you cried on a plane?
Yeah, every time. Everything I watch, even if it's a comedy, I watch Crazy Rich Asian.
And you were crying
in that. Really emotional.
I know, exactly. Wow. Now, it is a syndrome. I used to think it was just because I drank too much wine on the plane and I was like feeling maudlin, but I would cry in every movie.
Yeah.
And then I read about it. It is a certifiable condition. You get to a certain level and you will start crying.
Well, I won't sit next to people that I don't know on a plane, only because I got on this plane in America once, right? And so Guillermo got in and grabbed the window, so I was stuck in the middle. And so I'm talking, this American guy is talking to me and he was obese, okay? And anyway, he looks over at me and he said, they don't make seats for people like us, do they?
Oh no.
And I said, excuse me?
I'm not one of you.
And so
or one of the two of you.
I looked over at Kashima and I said, I want to swap. And he said, no, yes, stuck with him. So, you know, that's why I don't like sitting next to people, because you never know who you're going to end up with, do you?
No, I've got another story about that, but next.
And then on that note.
On that note, but on another note. You're on the Escape Hour, Joy 94.9.
To the Escape Hour, that was Toto with Africa.
You know, I hear the young ones really love that.
83 song. That came out. 83.
Well, yeah, I mean, a good friend of mine has a 10-year-old daughter, and all her friends sing all the lyrics. Yeah. They just love it.
Mm. Well, on that note,
it's a good. It is a good song.
It is a good song. This has been a great show, guys.
It has. We've ended 2019 with a bang.
We have. Mm. And some amazing travel music.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We hope you're awake now and getting ready to go and plan your 2020.
That's right. Book some travel.
Yeah.
Doesn't always mean you have to fly.
So what's destination must do for you? Not maybe next year, but at some point.
Look, I really want to go back to Turkey.
Turkey.
I want to go to Turkey and Egypt.
Russ, I've got this year I need to I want to go and plonk myself for either a month in Anchorage in Alaska or in Reykjavik in Iceland, just for a whole month and explore.
Amazing.
Yep.
I want to go to South America.
Do you?
Neither have I. Yeah, that's so overwhelming. Really, where do you start?
Well, I think I might start with Chile.
Peru.
Argentina.
Yeah, well, you see already, we're just...
Wait till you see the Iguazu Falls, you're going to go off. Mm. You are going to go off.
Isn't that on the border of Bolivia?
No, on the border of Brazil and Argentina.
Oh, my God.
So Patagonia. Many
God. Oh, Colombia. Yeah.
Colombia. Oh. It's overwhelming.
We'll have to call you Narco by the time you get back.
Well, it's been wonderful spending the last 12 months with you guys doing the Escape Hour.
What a pleasure it's been.
Absolutely. Yep. And thank you, Stefan, for all your work putting together this panel.
That's all good.
A new decade. Happy 2020, everybody. We'll see you when we come back next year.
See you in January.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.